This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, according to the calendar I use, today is Friday the 13th, and all is well so far. But if you believe the ancient Mayan calendar, doomsday is in the air because the world is supposed to end this December. And wouldn't you know it, some businesses are trying to profit from the apocalypse, as Carl Baker reports.
Marketing doomsday is moving from the fringe to the mainstream. This year, the National Geographic Channel launched Doomsday Preppers, a series that featured Americans preparing for society to unravel.
It was our highest rated series ever.
David Lyle is chief executive of the National Geographic Channel. He's not taking any chances. He's bringing the series back for a second season, even before the year is out.
I went to this the other day and
Jason Charles swings open the door to his Harlem storage unit. Inside, he's stockpiled enough food and water to last a full year. Charles is a New York firefighter, doomsday prepper, and aspiring entrepreneur who sells $240 bug-out bags. They're backpacks filled with provisions so that survivors can escape disaster zones. But so far, business is slow.
Now, should a disaster hit close to home, which sucks to say this, but my business is going to shoot up.
That's what's happening elsewhere. Costco says sales of its emergency products jumped 80% in 2011 and are still rising. For $3,500, you can buy a pallet stacked with a year's worth of dried meats, vegetables, and grains. Just add water, but that'll cost extra. For some, though, the countdown to the apocalypse is an excuse to party. But instead of New Year's Eve in Times Square, some revelers are heading to the tropics as the Mayan clock ticks down to zero. A not-the-end-of-the-world cruise will dock in Mexico on December 21st, the Mayan Day of Reckoning in our solar system.
So we're not going to be Star Trekkies, but there probably will be people who will come in costumes.
Zelda Rosenthal is a Florida travel agent who's organizing the cruise. The week-long trip costs up to $1,100. That includes lectures on Mayan astronomy and all the meals. But don't think you could get away with not tipping because, you know, it's the end of the world.
The thing is, you have to prepay your gratuities.
So far, Rosenthal has booked more than 200 people for the trip. In New York, I'm Carl Baker for Marketplace.